Well, today we're at Nottoway Valley High School visiting with the tops of the class of 2015. We have two young ladies to visit with today, and you are?
I'm Corinne Jones.
Okay. Corinne, tell us about your family.
My mom's Kelly Jones, my dad's Tim Jones, and I have a younger sister who's a sophomore named Chloe.
And she gets the best advice a sophomore could ever get, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy in high school?
Well, last year I took an AP U.S. History class, and that's probably been one of my favorites so far. It was really challenging, but our teacher did a really good job of helping us, and it was just really interesting.
I don't hear history much from a lot of students. I hear other things nowadays, science and mathematics and things. Why do you enjoy history?
I just like learning about, like, our culture and other people's cultures and what's, like, led up to how we are today. I enjoy our past.
Okay. Any other classes that intrigued you?
This year I'm taking human anatomy and physiology, and I really enjoy that, too. I like the kind of human side of science.
That's really different from history.
Yeah, I have a variety of different classes I like a lot.
Okay. Well, what about teachers? What teachers pointed you in the right direction?
Well, our AP U.S. History teacher, Mr. Steffens, definitely has helped me a lot through high school. Not just, like, in that class, but he helped me with a lot of my college admission stuff. And Mrs. Reed, who teaches human anatomy and physiology along with my physics class this year, has also helped me a lot with that kind of stuff as well.
What sets them apart as teachers?
They just go out of their way to try and help students, like, in their classes and even outside of classes with college stuff and anything they need, they're just there to help.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
Well, in the fall, I was on our volleyball team, which was really fun. We were POI champions. And I am our student council president. I'm our senior class president, so I do a lot of stuff in our student government. And I'm a volunteer at Care Initiatives Hospice in town, and I volunteer at the Animal Rescue League in Des Moines a lot. So that's what I like to do.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're pretty busy. Is that are those things all very important to you to the point that you just feel like you need to be moving all the time?
Yeah, I like to be doing a lot of stuff, especially with volunteer work. I think that's a great way to, like, give back to the community and work for people who have helped you.
Now, are those the types of things that you would want to carry on later on in life then, too? Maybe not necessarily specifically those things, but is volunteer-type activities, are those going to be important to you later in life?
Oh, definitely. I think it's really important to help other people, and that's kind of what I want to do in a career path, too. But volunteering's really important to me.
Okay. Of those things you talked about, do you have a favorite?
I really enjoy volunteering at the hospice. I work in the office a lot, but I also get to visit a patient every once in a while, so that's a lot of fun. It's really rewarding work.
You don't see a lot of students wanting to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always been important to me. I've been doing it since, like, my sophomore year, so.
Yeah. Why'd you ever start doing that?
Well, actually, my mom's friend works as the volunteer coordinator there, and so she just asked me if I'd like to do that, and I said sure, because I know volunteering's important, and ever since I've been working there.
Well, it's tough. Hospice issues are not the easiest issues, especially for young people, to have to deal with sometimes. Has it been a life-changing experience for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's just really nice to give back to people, especially, like, elderly people who don't always have a lot to do. Like, it can make their day going in there and talking to them, and I just really like that.
Excellent. Very good. Well, good for you. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen to you now this fall. Where will you head?
I'm going to the University of Iowa this fall.
And to study?
I'm going in an open major because I haven't really narrowed it down to what I want to do yet.
Okay. And why did you choose to become a Hawkeye?
I just think that Iowa offers a lot of great programs. Their honors program, which I'll be a part of, is amazing. They do a lot of work, and I'm excited to just see what it's like.
Good. So were you looking specifically for something maybe a little bit larger? Nottoway Valley is a fairly small school. Were you looking for something that would open up your eyes a little bit more?
Definitely. I've always wanted to kind of go to a bigger place and have a lot more to do.
Excellent. Well, tell those eighth graders a little something they should know. What advice would you like to give them before they start high school now that you've had the experience?
Oh, probably take as many classes as you want. Take the classes you want to take, but challenge yourself. Like, go out of your way to, don't just slack by, you know?
Absolutely. Well, Corinne, best of luck on your future, and congratulations on all your achievements so far.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And next is?
I'm Hannah Siglin.
Okay. Hannah, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Terry Rabbit and Richard Siglin.
Okay. And brothers, sisters?
I have two older sisters. They're both in college, Krista and Rebecca Siglin.
Okay. So you get lots of good advice then. They've pointed you in the right direction. You're not going to make any mistakes from here on out, right?
I'll try my best.
I know they'll be pushing for you. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy here?
Well, like Corinne, I really enjoyed our AP U.S. History class, and I'm enjoying the class I'm taking now, AP English Literature and Composition.
Okay. What makes those classes special for you? Is that something you've always had an interest in?
Yeah, I've always been interested in English and, like, literature in general, but I really liked AP U.S. History because it was kind of a different approach to things we've already learned, and it was very interesting.
Okay. For those who may not understand, can you tell them what AP stands for?
Advanced Placement.
Okay. So that's for the really good students.
I guess so. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about teachers. Who will you be talking about years from now when you see your friends at a class reunion? What teachers will you still be talking about?
Mr. Steffens, who taught AP U.S. History, and Mrs. Livingston, who does the English classes here.
Okay. Why them?
Well, Mrs. Livingston has always just really encouraged me to challenge myself, and she's pushed me. And Mr. Steffens kind of did the same thing. He just expected more out of me, and it pushed me to do better.
In what ways? You say expected more out of you. Does that mean they're hard on you? They get after you a lot? What does that mean?
I guess they were hard on me in a way, but it was in a very, you know, nice, polite way, I guess. But, yeah, it really helped me.
They helped to nurture you and make sure that you expect as much out of yourself as they expect out of you?
Right, yep.
Okay, very good. We'll talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I do the musicals in the fall, and I do choir and the extra activities with that. And that's about it. I do mostly music things, and I volunteer at the Opera House.
Okay. Have you had some nice awards through music?
Yeah, I've earned a lot of Division I ratings, which is, you know, the best. So, and I was a lead in the musical this fall, which was very fun.
Excellent. What was the musical? What was the part?
It was called Wonderland, and I played the Red Queen.
Okay. And what was that like for you? Did you is that something you've always wanted to do, is be involved in those types of productions?
Yeah, it's what I'm really passionate about. I've always liked acting and just being a part of the whole process of putting on shows.
It's not as easy as it seems. You're trying to juggle everything else you have going on, and then on top of that, you have to learn lines, perhaps learn songs and things, and then, you know, learn how to interact with other people. Acting isn't always about you.
Right, yeah. It takes a lot of cooperation.
Is that something that you always knew when you got into high school that you wanted to be involved in?
Yeah, my mom directs them, so I've been watching her put on these shows pretty much my entire life, so I've really looked forward to it.
So you really didn't have much choice then, did you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. What's coming up for you after high school?
I'm going to attend Columbia College, Chicago, okay, and I'll be studying theater directing and English.
Okay. And I guess I kind of have an idea why you chose to go in that direction as far as the career, the course of study. Is that something that you just always knew, or did your eyes really get opened here in high school with the experiences?
It's always been something that I've seen, but really in the last few years I've really gotten interested in it and the whole process and sure, everything behind it.
Isn't that a really competitive business?
Yeah, it's pretty challenging.
Well, you never know till you try, right?
That's true.
And Columbia College in Chicago, why that school?
I visited it last spring break, and it just really fit everything I was looking for. It's in downtown Chicago, which is a really big theater community, so I think it'll really help me with my future.
Excellent. I want to ask you a question here quick. What do you think, when you look back on your high school days, what do you think you're going to be most proud of that you accomplished during high school?
I think I'll just be proud that I challenged myself in as many ways as possible and that I really did my best.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know that you can pass along to them because you've learned so much by getting through these high school years? What do they need to be able to pick up from you so that they don't, so that they do it right?
I think they should remember to respect their teachers and respect their peers and just really try their best.
Okay, excellent. Well, as we said with Corinne, congratulations to you on all of your achievements thus far, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. I appreciate that very much. That's Hannah Siglin and Corinne Jones. They are the tops of the class of 2015 at Nottoway Valley High School.